John and Kane and Kane and John. John and Kane, Kane and John. It's John and Kane and it's their show. It's the John and Kane Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's the John and Kane Show. My name is John.
And my name is Kane.
Did you know that it is Wednesday, November 18th?
I did. My phone has this thing where I press the button and it shows me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, our guest for the entire show today, we have a very long day ahead of us because tonight we're going to be at Wash U, which we may get into that because we both have booths there. We may explain that as well. You might get a Vidzu Media name drop.
Vidzu name drop.
But in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, it's not about us. It's not about that. Let's put our hands together for Kelly Hamilton.
Kelly, welcome to the show.
Now, if you don't know who Kelly Hamilton is, Alive Magazine. And something in front of us that at first makes you think, wait, was that GQ? Oh, no. It is EQ. Please explain what EQ is.
That's right.
EQ. EQ is Entrepreneur Quarterly is what it stands for. Mm. But it's really just like GQ. It's online all the time. It's a publication about St. Louis's startup and tech entrepreneur ecosystem and community.
Already that much more valuable than GQ.
There you go.
Already. So tell them a little bit about your background. Why does this matter? What is so important about this project?
Sure. So I'm actually a St. Louis transplant. I moved here 15 years ago, entered, like many people, they moved here for school, moved here to enter a PhD program for German literature.
Ah, so good.
Totally use that every day. And, you know, like many others, stumbled into something else and stayed here. For some, that is the heart, that is love, and they end up staying. For me, I guess it was some of that, but also business. And so kind of took a left turn while I was in graduate school, met future co-founders of Alive Magazine after taking a part-time job.
Is Attilio one of those?
Yes.
Yeah,
so if anyone who's listening to the radio right now might remember, there were a lot of ads back in 2000, 2001 for Attilio's
supplements.
Discount supplements.
Actually, I produced a lot of those spots, and I actually...
Oh, right on.
At the time, I was working for 104.1 Extreme Radio, and that was where he spent most of his money in the first year. Just advertising like mad.
Mad.
I mean, like mad.
Like right. mad.
But yes. But here's the thing that we still remember, because I can literally go, because those other things tasted like crap.
Exactly.
I know it. It is a part of my DNA now.
That's right. And that was for the creatine. Yes. So we sold supplements.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I saw an ad in the Riverfront Times in the back. I was a grad student at Wash U. And it said, do you want to work in your pajamas? This is great for students. $8 an hour. Call the number. Sounds great. And it was to sell products in the stores and in the phone center that was emerging. And so Elizabeth Tucker, who's my co-founder also at Alive, was actually running that. She was 19 years old. I was 23 years old. Attilio was 29 years old.
Right.
So he was a startup, and he had 4 stores at the time. Was doing online orders, you know, nothing like what that looks like now. And so it was really exciting. I got to go there, you know, spent half my day at school, went there talking about something that like 0.0001% of people were talking about.
Exactly.
And then go to work at the startup, and it was so exciting. You could see the work, you know, the result of your work right away.
All right, so this is perfect. So Kelly Hamilton is going to be with us the entire show today. Again, Alive Magazine, EQ Magazine. We're going to be talking about all that. We're going to go on a journey because we have not planned any of this show, so we have no idea where we're going to go. We pretty much have an idea where we're going to focus, right?
Kind of like a road trip?
Yeah, a little bit. So it could get like dangerous, folks. So if you like danger and drama, you want to stick around for that.
I'm not driving.
Okay. Well, remember, folks, the commitment of our show is fun, funny, make the world a better place. And if you fit into that, we want to talk to you like our guest today, Kelly Hamilton. So do stay with us. Like our Facebook page, because Kane gets on me if I don't say that at the beginning of the show.
True.
And also at John and Kane Show.
At @Indio_radio. Connect with us on Twitter and Instagram.
We'll be right back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Our guest is Kelly Hamilton. That's applause. Alive Magazine, but specifically we're talking today about EQ Magazine. You know, I realized that we were being kind of bad radio people with you. Like, we didn't give you that, like, official radio introduction. Would you like that?
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Stand by.
Yes,
this is always good.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest is Kelly Hamilton, co-founder, managing partner at EQ, Entrepreneur Quarterly St. Louis, and co-founder and CCO at Alive Magazine St. Louis.
That's right.
I'm going to give myself a 6 on that one. It wasn't a 10.
Is it out of 10?
Thank you.
Yeah, it was.
Because I would have gone 6 out of 20.
It wasn't where it should have been. I feel bad now.
You know what?
See?
It's pretty good.
Right, but that's what it's about, though. You test things, right?
Sure.
You start things off. Right. So you're testing this brand new EQ Quarterly. Now, Kane, you had an experience when you were holding
it. I did. As a matter of fact, for radio, we like to, paint pictures with words.
Yes.
That's how we do it.
Yes.
And this magazine is really unique in its size. Tell people why you chose this size and why you think it's important.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the whole idea of iterating and testing. So Alive Magazine has been around for 13 years, and we've started doing coverage on St. Louis's startup community probably 5 years ago with the emergence of co-working and a lot of the capital that's starting to be invested in tech companies in St. Louis. So last year we did a story, a big 14-page story in Alive. It got a lot of attention, and that really told me that people were hungry for more content like this. People were calling and wanting reprints and things like that. Some of the organizations in town who cared about how startups were helping drive economic growth in the region. So with this, it was, let's do something more often. And quarterly felt right. So in print, it'll be quarterly.
Yeah.
And, I wanted it to stand out and be a little different. This is a 7-inch by 9.5-inch. So it's a little bigger than your iPad. Something that, we're launching with 32 pages plus cover. We're actually launching today at Startup Connection.
Love it.
And you can pick up your copy. And we get to test things. Like you said, Alive Magazine, we've given away to readers. About 90% of our copies we've given away for free. And we like doing that. And it was a model that worked. But from a business model perspective, we also feel like we want to deliver more value for readers. And so we are launching with a subscription. And that's something new for us.
So I'm curious if you have received the same feedback I'm about to share. Like when I picked up the magazine, it felt vintage and yet modern. Has anyone else described it that way?
You're one of the first to see it. Sneak peek.
Okay.
Yep. So that's great. I love hearing this stuff when something is brand new. It's our first time to launch something brand new for a long time. So
if you hear that again, though, please make sure that I get the original quote.
Yes.
I'm just asking.
Can I put that in my media kit? Yeah. It's like a testimonial.
Just,
vintage and brand new.
You have to credit John, though, because
it's
important.
Mad Men meets I don't know what.
Please credit John, though.
So, we definitely want a clean aesthetic, so you'll notice it's definitely, very clean. And I'm really excited about it. So
when we come back, because we have to go to another song again. We have a lot of entrepreneurs here on the show, and a lot of them are our guests as well, because we have a commitment to the startup space. So when we come back, I just want to talk about that space a little bit more in detail. Is that cool?
Sure.
All right. Cool. Stay with us.
Great.
It is the John and Kane Show. Our guest is Kelly Hamilton.
Yeah.
And we are talking specifically EQ Magazine. Stay with us. We're back because you hear the familiar voice of me. Oh, yeah, and Kane.
Saying we're back.
That's it. John and Kane Show, our guest is Kelly Hamilton.
That's right. Thank you, Kelly, for being here.
Thank you.
All right. Now, right out of the gate, you need some support for something like this to happen, right? And when we talk about EQ Magazine and this new quarterly idea, who was on board first in support financially for this?
Yeah, great question. So when we first started talking about doing EQ, we knew, we were fortunate to have Alive as our mothership, right? So Alive is going to be where we just distribute some of the first copies. It serves as our back office. But, for EQ, it really should be housed and embedded in the community. So we actually office out of T-Rex. So we went out in the early days, even before we were officing in T-Rex, and started talking to some of the leaders there. One of the leaders in the space is Atul Kamra, and another one, Brian Matthews, and they're both highly invested in the space just in terms of their personal time and their energy, as well as they both run accelerator programs. And they were early champions. They saw that having a media entity dedicated to this space and this community would help. It's that whole rising tide lifts all boats
concept. Rise.
So, for us, our mission is to raise the visibility of the startup ecosystem. So I think, you know, again, being of the transplant that sort of fell in love with the city, that if you can do that, you know, we're direct mailing this outside of St. Louis, right. including editors at TechCrunch and Silicon Prairie News and people at Kauffman in Kansas City. You know, we should be getting more attention for the region. Mm-hmm. And so, because we feel like this movement is a new story about St. Louis.
Yeah, so. No doubt. So financially, let's say you want to at least give some props to some entities that helped out.
So. Yes. So the first people that financially supported in terms of our advertisers are Cultivation Capital, Arch Grants, BioSTL, Cortex, CIC, 630, Prosper Women Entrepreneurs. You know, you see all those groups, you know, they're actually, we give them a nice place on our website. Those people stepped up really quickly, again, because they saw that this is something that's going to be really good for the region.
Absolutely. And those thinking of being entrepreneurs, and you kind of want to put your toe in the water and see how things are in that space, this magazine's probably a good way to start that.
Right. We hope so. We have, it's, you know, for people who we, you know, at Alive, we get a lot of feedback that it's a publication that helps, you know, if you're a transplant to St. Louis, it becomes their kind of guide to the city.
Yeah.
You know, we try to tell positive stories about the city and show people, you know, that this is a great place to live and work.
Right.
And so I think EQ brings that, you know, and work and build a company. And those things intersect a lot, you know, for transplant community, student populations. You know, a huge partner of this is Washington University. You know, clearly they're a huge leader in this space. They bring students here, and everyone wants to keep them. So right. Downtown St. Louis Partnership, or Downtown St. Louis Inc., they actually are another huge partner. And for them, it's building downtown. You know, downtown has had a lot of struggles over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Like finding an identity and what their brand is and who they're really keeping. And everyone's recognizing, the regional chamber, another partner, you know, they're all recognizing that this is something that is a huge economic driver for the region.
Yeah.
So they need to be focusing on that. So instead of focusing on how many companies, big Fortune 500 companies we've lost, it's how many companies can we help create jobs, you know,
exactly right.
just helping
Which
them.
Is what Arch Grants essentially was started for.
Exactly.
All right. We have to go to a song. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about the startup ecosystem. Let's applaud our guest is Kelly Hamilton.
Right.
You can check out EQ. It's EQSTL.com.
That's right.
Very cool. Yep. And then at EQSTL, and then Kelly Hamilton, specifically at _ Kelly Hamilton. So when we come back, we'll continue on. Stay with us. It is the John and Kane Show. Ladies and gentlemen, very excited to once again welcome the one, the only, Kelly Hamilton.
That's right.
I'm trying new things when I bring the guests back.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that great?
This is what we do in radio, right? Because you have to have something.
Can you come to my house at like 7 in the morning? I need to get up. And
exactly. It's like, Kelly, good morning. Well, come on,
that's
everyone.
Right, that's
come
right.
on, good morning, Kelly.
Clapping.
You can get in the shower.
I punch you if you
can. You can make coffee and get in the shower, Kelly. Come on.
That's our new startup. It's going to be Good Morning Clap.
Right.
Wait, no.
It's called
no.
Clapping
No, no, no.
Service.
That's not right. No, we shouldn't talk.
It's a horrible
no.
idea.
Yeah, well, it's a horrible idea.
Horrible idea.
All right. Funny make the world a better place. That's what we try and
applause
balance.
Applause as a right. service.
There you go.
Yeah,
exactly. All right. So startup ecosystem. So when you talk to startups, you know, I think there's this automatic, like, you know, some of the biggest issues would be like funding. Right? I see it a little bit differently, but I want to get your take. What are some of the biggest issues that startups have besides the go-to funding, et cetera?
Yeah, I think funding is definitely the one that gets talked about the most.
Right.
And I definitely think there's a huge gap. And so, you know, we actually did a story. I had the same question as you just asked me, and I did a story on this issue. So it's called Voices, and it has 10 people who are in the ecosystem, in the startup community, and they all answer the same five questions. But the first one is, what are three big challenges that our ecosystem faces right now? And then the next question is, which one would you tackle first? And so it's really interesting to see how they all answer it differently.
Yeah.
Common themes definitely arise, and the funding is a big one. But there's also things like diversity comes up a lot. I think that's something that you see is a big conversation in our community at large. But you also, you know, there's a lot of great groups out there who are trying to get more, you know, female coders, for example. So there's a great group, you know, Launch Coder Girl, or there's also Women Who Code, and there's things like that. Another big one is talent. So finding talent, people who can work at these companies. And, you know, for this, a region of our size and a community of our size, there's definitely some gaps of like finding where the jobs are and connecting them to the people who might take the jobs. And so you're seeing some of that. But I know there's some people working on that, like, you know, and we've definitely looked at that ourselves of can a media site kind of sort of help point people to job opportunities and things
that's
like
great.
That. Job
and board, so. That aligns a lot with our show. We talk about fun, funny, make the world a better place. I mean, that's kind of what this is all about. And the fact that you're so dedicated to the startup space, that's also another alignment with the show. I mean, we have a lot of love for the startup space here. Not only that, but just the business community as a whole. And that there isn't enough. Like, I always thought when coming in, when I was in radio in 1990, 91, and back then they would always bring on local celebrities, local business owners, local people. They'd be community radio stations and they would talk with these people, which is what we serve our show as, you know, as doing, because now these FM stations, they don't really do that much anymore.
Yep.
But there's so much amazing stuff happening in the startup community and in the business community, not only in just St. Louis, but everywhere, but specifically in St. Louis in tech because of the way Arch Grants was set up. So is it still going on? How many Arch Grants do they give per year?
They give about 20 a year.
Okay.
Yep. And so actually, you know, they...
So that's about $1 million that they dedicate to this every
year.
It's
an amazing program. I mean, it's very one of a kind, forward thinking.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't dilute the equity of the company. So it really allows it to be truly like early stage companies getting going.
With the support they actually can use and need.
Support they actually use and need. So, and it the requirement is that you have your company based in St. Louis, it does a huge service to the city because people are moving back. You're seeing people replanting and you're seeing people just completely transplanting.
So here's what I want to do. I want to piggyback off what Kane said, and I want to align with what you just said, Kelly Hamilton. And when we come back, I've got a collaboration idea.
Mm.
Okay. I'm just going to whiteboard with you. Okay.
Love it.
Okay? You don't need to commit right now. Okay. Just saying.
What if he wants to commit?
Well, you don't
what if it's
to.
A good idea and he wants to commit?
I'm just saying, I don't have to.
All right.
All right. So do stay with us, John and Kane Show. Since Kelly Hamilton loved it so much, let's applaud, ladies
That's
and gentlemen.
Right.
Kelly Hamilton. Alive Magazine, and specifically today, EQ Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the premier issue right in front of me. So so before the song, Kane was talking, you know, more about
Arch Grants
and what our show does. And then, you know, Kelly Hamilton was talking about how it all connects. So, you know, we shared earlier in the show that we have a commitment to the startup space, right?
Yes.
So, for me, I think one of the biggest problems that startups have, especially if they don't come from a media background, is how to hone their message. So here's my collaboration idea with you, and I've talked to Ed Domain about it and other people about this, right?
Yep.
The reason why that we love to have startups come on this show is because it's sometimes the first time they're having an opportunity to be in front of an interviewer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to throw curveballs and be awful people, right? But it's an opportunity to start honing your message. Like, the message of our show took a couple years to figure out, really, right? Fun, funny, make the world a better place, and what does that really mean? We know what it means intuitively, but how do we communicate that, right? Yep. We balance between funny and all that. So, okay, I'm just whiteboarding here. What do you think?
I love it.
You're enrolled?
Yeah. Oh my God, he's down on a knee.
Yeah.
Whoa, I'm getting married now. Wait, I didn't know that.
No. He said yes.
Wait, I'm already married. That's going to be a problem.
What does that look like? So,
so think about this. I mean, the idea of, it's not about coaching really. It's more about giving people the experience to express themselves and then hearing it back and then deciding if that's the way they really want to express themselves or honing in, like John said, on the message, shaving that down a little bit.
Right. The quick example, I had an entrepreneur that it's like is out there that I have a business, and I said, be on the show. And she said, oh, I'm not ready. And I go, your business is open.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're ready.
You're ready. Well, I've never done it before. Yeah. That's why you do it.
That's why we're here too.
Yeah,
by the way,
you got to keep doing it.
Because how safe is the space, Kelly? Let's be honest.
Yes, it's very safe. How
did you think? Now you've done media stuff before and all that, so it's not like your first rodeo. But people can get nervous behind that microphone.
It's true. And in radio, it's also, in a lot of ways, less crazy, scary than TV.
Yeah.
I mean, God.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. If I ate spinach in my omelet this morning, I'm not so worried about it because it's radio.
No, I think it's a great idea. I think so. You're thinking, just have them.
I'm just saying that you were like, you know what? You'd be great for the John and Kane show.
I love it. I've been talking about doing a podcast. I would love to talk about figuring
something
that out
else
together.
You do.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, I'm just saying, there's a way
has
to put
this. Has he seen the piece that PBS did, the Domain Tech Report?
I'm sure he has.
On the John and Kane show? Have you not seen
that? I haven't seen that one.
Oh, okay then. Then we're going to have to make sure you get.
Well,
we share
have
that
failed
with you.
In our marketing.
I know.
Edit that out. Sorry, yes. I've not seen that one.
Well, indioradio.wordpress.com, it lives right at the top. So it's right there. If those of you who want to check it out, it's there. It's 4.5 minutes, and a fantastic job they did. It was great.
It's great.
Ed Domain, yes, he did a fantastic job. I love how that show's coming together.
Yeah.
So
it's really high quality. Another good example of just raising the visibility of what's going on here.
Yes.
Which tells a greater story about
St.
Louis.
And his story is awesome because he's an Arts Grant recipient.
Yes,
so
exactly.
it completely is a success story that just validates all the things that St. Louis is trying to do in the startup community. So, All right, here it is. It, of course, is EQ Magazine, EQSTL.com. It's a quarterly, but online, it's 24/7 every day of the week.
We're not done yet.
Fun. I know we're not
done.
You
sound like you're wrapping up.
No. I know we're done with this particular break.
I'm taking the role of the other here, and Kelly's like, oh, we're wrapping it up? No, we're wrapping this break up. We've got more breaks.
I just want to let people know, although this is a quarterly, they can find it online at any time, 2 a.m. when they're trying to find the John and Kane show.
Okay. All right. Folks, if you're a new listener, Kane and I fight a lot. That's what happens.
Right.
It just is.
Even if you're a new listener, you've already discovered that.
Okay. We'll be right back. More with Kelly Hamblin on the John and Kane show.
My lover's got humor. She's the giggle at a funeral.
I know, it's sad. It's really, really depressing to have to end the show today, especially with such a great guest in studio. And by the way, let's put our hands together because Kelly likes them. Kelly Hamblin from Alive Magazine and, of course, EQ Magazine. We've been talking all day about EQ Magazine. It is a quarterly available online at EQSTL.com. And this is where we'll wrap it up. This is the break where we'll actually say goodbye to Kelly.
Right. Unlike how you led us astray earlier.
I know. Nobody during that last song, you guys really made it known.
Trying to boot me out early.
You really made it known.
I was also thinking during the song, too. For example, producer Thomas here, right?
Mm-hmm.
He is an entrepreneur himself.
He is.
He owns Face and Junk.
Faceandjunk.com.
The two most important things on a,
brand new website, by the way. You no longer have to click on the nipples. It's just a brand new website.
Right. But I mean, here's what's cool. For me, as a Japanese incense expert, loving the pure fragrances that he has in Face and Junk,
yes.
I think there's a way that we could get Face and Junk and maybe we could all, wear the fragrances or, I was going to say take a shower, but that just sounds weird.
Wow. What are you getting at?
It depends on who's in the shower.
Well, I know. What I'm saying is that I think that there's a way.
You just offered a shower with Thomas.
Right. I'm just saying that there's a way to tap.
Clap.
There's a way to tap into all and to anybody and everybody who's doing quality products because as I've told you numerous times, the only soap I use is Face and Junk.
That's right.
Right. So
I'm telling
what I'm saying.
You.
So what I'm. So Kelly looks like
you, Thomas. Where do you manufacture?
Go to a microphone. Come over here
to this mic.
You're talking into the air. No one can hear you.
I'm going to interview you now.
Currently, right now, I have my own business license and stuff out of my home for a clean room.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as I get enough capital, if that ever happens, I do want to do a brick and mortar. And I also have about 3 stores waiting to get my product once I relaunch.
Nice.
Is there a space for you to highlight, on a quarterly, a business of some sort? Is there article space in there where it's sort of like an entrepreneurial highlight?
Yeah.
You know, maybe Face and
we
Junk
do.
Could be one
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, we're just launching a online series called Founder Series. So nice. It will highlight people, their backstories, why they're here, what their
Thomas
deal was.
Thomas is a perfect candidate for that.
What they do when they're not working on their startup,
perfect
like showering.
Perfect candidate for that.
Right. But it doesn't have to be about Thomas. Nice. I want to tie this into, so anybody out there, if you're a founder, you want to get tapped into EQ,
yeah.
right?
I mean,
that's what I'm saying, is that you want to support early on.
Yes, and it's also, you know, we are so much more than the business that we're working on. There's a whole lifestyle about making the decision
Absolutely.
To become an entrepreneur. There's a lot of choices involved in that. There's a lot of just, your world is a lot different than if you weren't an entrepreneur.
No. And it's not scary at all. Oh, no.
No.
I'm being facetious.
There's not highs and lows. There's no lows ever. It's all
there's
highs.
Nothing unpredictable
yeah.
at all.
Right.
No, so it is. And the support, obviously, it's necessary for people in that startup community to get support. And EQ is part of that. So, and right now, obviously, if you're thinking about advertising, because people are coming up now, they're finishing up their last quarters, they're getting into their first quarters, and they're going to be determining what they're going to spend on marketing and things of that nature, they need to connect with you, because I think it's probably the most affordable it'll ever be right now.
Pretty much.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So
yep.
It's going to be smart to get in on the ground floor here.
Yes.
All right, now before we wrap it up, tonight we're going to be at Washington University. Would
yes.
you like to tell everyone what we're going to be doing
Absolutely.
Tonight?
Absolutely. So Startup Connection, the startup event of the year in St. Louis. They anticipate 1,500 people there
Ooh,
in
nice.
Knight Hall. So that's a huge event.
Absolutely.
There's vendor booths. So startups, it's kind of like TechCrunch Disrupt. Have you ever heard of that
yeah,
event?
Yeah.
There's like the whole, you know.
The whole gamut?
Yeah, it's like kind of startup alley of all the entrepreneurs.
Love that.
Demoing their companies and their products.
Would it be fair to say it's a good cross-section of the entrepreneurial
Absolutely.
Community
Absolutely. There's
St.
people
Louis?
There looking for, you know, again, they might be people that are just interested in dipping their toe in. So they might work in a corporate job, but they're kind of thinking about their idea.
Right.
It's a great space for anybody who's interested. And we will be there. We'll have a booth handing out EQs. Come by, say hi.
Love it.
We'll hand out a poster. We're handing out posters that also are a really good map so that people can understand what we mean by startup ecosystem.
Yeah.
So,
and then hopefully there'll be an article in here on your favorite online radio show.
Totally. Next issue.
Yeah, next quarter.
I'm just saying, we can even do online.
Just
you
putting
know,
it out in the
February's
universe.
A long time to wait, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, actually, it's a good point. Good point.
I was kind of watching the neurolinguistic programming with his eye movements. He's not convinced yet.
Not yet.
I mean,
that's
not,
all right. We
not,
grow on
not,
people.
I was watching your eye movements. You're not quite convinced you want to do a story on us. That's
no,
okay.
No, yeah, okay.
No big deal.
I'll think about
no,
it. Have some time.
That's okay. No big deal.
That's all right. We're like a fungus. We'll grow on
a little bit. Not like our offices are right near each other. But anyway.
I know.
Anyway.
Wouldn't that be so hard to do a story on the John and Cain show?
Anyway, also tonight at WashU's, stop by Vidzoo Media and Creator Producers Group. I'll be there as well. Say
Vidzoo,
hi.
Vidzoo, name drop.
Thank you. But again, not about me. EQSTL.com.
Yeah.
EQSTL.com. Check out Entrepreneur Quarterly, also at EQSTL. Mm. And then if you want to get in touch with Kelly Hamilton directly, at _ Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y Hamilton, like you think it's spelled. And there it is. Any parting words? Because here's what we're going to do, and I'm setting you up for this, right? So we do this little thing on the show called Learn What We Learned. Cain, do explain.
Well, Learn What We Learned is exactly that. The time you spent with the show today, which was the entire show today, we hope that you walk away learning something or have learned something. And if you could share that with our audience and with us, that would be great, and we'll do the same for you.
Well, I learned a lot about Thomas's business.
Yes.
I knew you were an incense expert.
Mm.
But I feel like there's a lot more to learn about that.
That was a lot more.
I learned you all can clap very well.
Thank you. Nice.
No, it's a great show. Thanks for having me. You guys are doing some great storytelling.
Perfect. So, yeah. Thank you for that.
Cain, what did you learn?
I learned that he didn't recognize me for anything. He'd only recognize Thomas and you. Now I'm now I'm kind of expecting the story on the John and Cain show in one of these quarterlies. No, I'm kidding. It's a dedication to the startup space, and it's such an alignment with what we do that, you know, it's great to run into people and get to know people and associate with people that have the same mentality as we do and that are on the same page as we do. So I learned that that's a great feeling, and it's always great to open up those doors of connectivity, especially in a community like St. Louis.
Yep.
I'm down with that.
What I learned on today's show is that if there ever is an article on the John and Kane show in EQ, my name, according to Kane, would have an 8 font. His would have a 24.
Really?
So that he can finally get acknowledged.
I don't think I saw anything 24 font
by
in this thing.
Kelly Hampton. I don't know.
I don't think even the headlines are 24.
My point is this, is that the commitment of our show, very seriously, is fun, funny, make the world a better place. Sometimes we may come across, you know, as not exactly intelligent. But we do that.
Says you.
Yeah, I know. But we do that in the attempt to be funny and make it all work. So when you look at someone like Kelly Hamilton, who has been, you know, not just saying that, you know, he's going to do something, that he actually is doing something. And this premiere issue of EQ really is phenomenal. And I wouldn't just say that. So get to know Kelly, get to know the startup ecosystem, and you know, then do something productive with that. So that's what I've learned today, is that, you know, we continue to make this city great by the people and what they say they're going to do, and then what they actually do. So I want to acknowledge Kelly Hamilton.
That's right.
Yeah, and I learned that we have a lot in common with the types of stories we like to do.
So yeah,
that's
right. So it makes it easy for another visit sometime soon.
That's right.
For all that info you need for that article.
Even though Kelly already proposed, it sounded like that the first date went well, and
not too bad.
Yeah, right.
Not too bad. Date's in the future. Kelly, is that
totally
all right? Okay.
All right. So, Kelly, the last thing that we'll do is our signature close, but after a little business, so stand by. Follow us on social media at John and Kane Show.
At @Indio_radio. Those handles are great for Twitter and Instagram.
We appreciate that you Uber fans get us live, running the possibility of getting fired at work by listening at 10 a.m. on IndioRadio.com.
Call them rebels.
That's right. The rest of you safe individuals who get us on the replay and are often confused when I say good morning at 5 o'clock on IndioRadio.com.
Call them Rebel Lights.
That's right. And then for the rest of you hoodlums, how do they get the show?
Well, you can go on one of four right now, as we exist on four platforms right now: iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Just search Indio Radio Podcast, or just Google John and Kane Show. You'll find us everywhere. Also, check out indioradio.wordpress.com. That's where the blogs that are specific to guests and other things that happen on the show and other faves of the staff. You'll see it there on the blog site. Again, indioradio.wordpress.com. Also where you see the PBS piece done on the John and Kane Show through the Domain Tech Report.
Right. And the last thing that I'm required to say per Kane, because I often forget, like the Facebook page.
That's right.
It's the one thing in my day that just gets me going. When I see somebody new liked the page, I feel better about my life.
That's the one thing?
Because that boy, it totally controls
the only thing?
My self-worth and everything.
It sounded like you said it's somebody nude when they liked the page. Somebody nude. It's like,
who's Freudian listening?
Yes.
Apparently not me.
I think we know who.
All right. With that, ladies and gentlemen, here comes your signature close. By the way, we're off for the next week or so.
Yeah, and I'm kind of happy about that.
Right.
I'm really happy about that.
So we are going to be playing replays, which if you're an Uber fan, you don't need that. But if you want it, you get it.
Yeah.
You should go back to whatever. So here comes a signature close. Kelly Hamilton, the last thing that we say is Indio Radio. We do it all together. Are ye ready?
Yes.
It is the John and Kane Show, broadcasting live from Shock City Studios on, of course, All Together.
Indio Radio!
See you the next time I decide to show up and do the show. And Kane too.